So many persons have been hurt by churches and miscommunications, a nice word for gossip. God repeatedly warns us against this in his T books, those starting with the letter T, the letters of Timothy and Titus, and the letters to the Thessalonians, and even through the earlier books of God. We hurt God so much, even in his own church, and we ignored the desperate need for churches to pray that God will protect the church itself from temptations. God's words are not only for individuals, but for the church, the body of Christ. For example, Ephesians 6, 10 to end, must be the church's prayer for protection against Satan's attempts to divide our church. The church itself must, as a united body, pray frequently and fervently, and then act together to put on the armor of God for protection against Satan's constant attacks on God through his church, through us. Here's something we Christians forget often. Among the 11 disciples and thousands of followers who had loved the miracles of Jesus, who abandoned Jesus at Golgotha, it is easy to conclude that some of the people saved within a few weeks after Jesus' resurrection, read 1 Corinthians 15, would have been leaders in God's synagogues, God's assemblies that we now call church. Within every church, like in the synagogues of Jesus' day, are people, and sometimes they, we, hurt others in self-centered pride. Within every church, your church, is the power to avoid hurting others. But that power comes only by the Holy Spirit of God, not our power. Within every church is the ability, by God's invitation, to ask God for His Spirit's wisdom and protection. See James 1 and Ephesians 6, 10 to end, for example. Within every church is the choice. How much will we together pray to God to help us to not hurt people and to not hurt Him? Or does our church hurt people so that they turn away from God Himself, hurt because our church didn't see the urgency to constantly pray for God's weapons of warfare against Satan?